Young girl comes running to her mother after school, says, "Mom, I got in trouble for something I didn't do today." Mother says, "What is it?" "My homework." Sins of omission. Things we don't do, but should, are sneaky and difficult sometimes to tell. The parable today about the Good Samaritan starts out with a beautiful, beautiful question. What do I need to do to attain salvation, eternal life? The guy responds very good and pointedly to his own question. Because rabbis in Jewish theology always respond to a question with another question. So Jesus says, "Well, what do you think?" Love God, love neighbor. That's it. That's all of Scripture is about. He says, "Good, good." But then he says, "Well, who's my neighbor? You know, how do you do? As I said in the Ukrainian sermon, we are sometimes very inconvenient to one another. We are also sometimes an excuse for one another. Why do you drink? Because my family's messed up. Why do you speed? Because they made me mad. Why do you yell and scream? Because I was abandoned as a child." And all the reasons that we come up with are sometimes abdications of responsibility and autonomy. Because it's easy to find reasons not to be better and not to live, and to ignore those who are obstacles to our happiness, instead of saying, "I have a responsibility even to the person that has caused me harm." Because in today's parable, just like in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the people do not cause harm to the person who has been hurt by robbers. He's lying at the side of the road, and a priest passes him by, doesn't abuse him, doesn't roll him for money, doesn't hit him again. He simply says, "You're not my responsibility." And then the Levite passes him by. Once again, doesn't exploit him, doesn't laugh at him, doesn't mock him. He just has no time for him. And the Samaritan, hated by the Jewish people, is the one person who takes time out and says, "Let me do something. I don't know if this person was a bad person. Let me find a reason." And so in our own life, you will see that from time to time, we will look at the neighbor as an obstacle to our happiness, to our salvation, and then we might take another step and use their actions or their life as an excuse, as a reason, as an opravdanie to do something bad. "I do this because they did something." And we condemn ourselves to being reactionaries and puppets with no mind and control over our own life. And as I said many times, life is very fair. You will end up becoming the person you choose to be. You may not have the wealth, you may not have the success in your career, but you, as a person, will become the person you have chosen to be, and in that, life is very fair. Beware in your own mind of saying, "Because this person is bad, I am justified in being bad myself. Because this person has done this bad thing, I am justified in doing this bad thing to them." If you do that, you abdicate the potential and the responsibility that we have in our own life, not to be people who just pass by, but to say, "I can make a difference, I choose to make a difference. I choose to be independent and autonomous and be a good person no matter what anyone does to me, no matter what happens to me, because I, with God, am in control of my own life. I will not cry over what other people have done to me because I have forgotten to do more good things for myself than anything bad that people have done to me. So look at the potential and the possibility that God has given to you. Don't cry over milk spilt by someone else, and don't use someone else's misdeeds as an excuse for you to let mediocrity or sorrow live in your life. Choose happiness and freedom and see, what can I do that I should be doing, and not use other people's actions as an excuse to do nothing at all. Slava Isusu Christu.